Tech stocks boomed the Nasdaq as Wall Street ends the day mixed, but the Dow did ride high. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 19th day of April. Thanks for being with us. In other news, today is the day workers at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee vote on joining the UAW. Taylor Swift drops a surprise double album. The online company Wayfair is opening up a physical location, and we'll share where that's going to be. EV manufacturer Rivian will lay off workers. A dairy company wins some significant state backing to bring new production facilities to Boone, Iowa. Wall Street Report, that's coming up, and workers are not as confident today as they were at the start of the year. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're with us. Well, it has been the worst week for big tech stocks since COVID came calling back in 2020, and Wall Street crawled to yet another losing week. The market's worst performers included several stocks that had been its biggest stars. Super Microcomputer lost more than a fifth of its value, dropping 23.1%. The company, which sells server and storage systems used in AI and other computing, had soared nearly 227% for the year. Meanwhile, NVIDIA, another stock that has surged to dizzying heights due to Wall Street's frenzy around artificial intelligence technology, also gave up some of its big recent gains. It slumped by 10% and was the heaviest single weight on the S&P 500 by far because of its huge size. But hey, I'm getting away from myself. I'll have the numbers from today for you in just a bit. On Friday night, workers at the VW plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, will finish voting in a test of strength for the UAW in the very unfriendly southern portion of the country. Six southern governors have suggested that if the union vote is successful, that jobs may be in jeopardy. The issue is about more than pay. Just after the UAW concluded contract talks with the Big Three in Detroit, the Volkswagen folks increased wages there by 11%. However, workers at the Tennessee plant say they want more control over their work, like not being sent home early or being forced into overtime. We shall see how all of this plays out. It had Swifties all over the world swooning as Taylor Swift released a surprise double album on Friday. Titled The Tortured Poets Department, it's Swift's first original album since her record-breaking Eras tour kicked off last year. But we were all in for a surprise. At midnight, the album dropped, but then at 2 a.m. on Friday morning, Swift released another 15 songs. Here's what she wrote on Instagram, quote, "I'd written so much tortured poetry in the past 2 years and wanted to share it all with you, so here's the second installment. And now the story isn't mine anymore. It's all yours," end quote. How many times have we said, you know, we're all living in Taylor Swift's world because she lets us. Meanwhile, tensions between the U.S. and China made its way to Apple. Apple said it had removed Meta's WhatsApp messaging app and its Threads social media app from the App Store in China to comply with orders from Chinese authorities. The AP is reporting that the apps were removed from the store on Friday after Chinese officials cited unspecified national security concerns. Their removal comes amid elevated tensions between the U.S. and China over trade, technology, and national security. The online retailer Wayfair has watched sales slump as more people return to the office and spend less time online. So what's the answer? Well, the company is opening up their first brick-and-mortar store near Chicago. CBS News is reporting that the 150,000-square-foot large-format store is located in Eden's Plaza in Willamette, Illinois, and will open its doors on May 23. Reminiscent of IKEA's store format, Wayfair's location will include a restaurant called The Porch. Jeff Bezos-backed EV maker Rivian will lay off some 1,600 workers and has halted construction of its $5 billion production facility in Georgia. The move comes as Tesla just announced cutting 14,000 jobs in Austin. It's all a reminder that EV sales are sluggish, and the burst of energy we once saw has waned due to high prices and a lack of charging stations. But it will come back, says tech mobility host Ken Chester, who told us we're about 5 years too early, and the industry will, at some point, catch up. Meanwhile, some news from Iowa. The Iowa Economic Development Authority voted on Friday to approve an $18.2 million package to Daisy Brand. That's a regional dairy company that will build a production facility in Boone, Iowa. An additional $49 million has also been pledged, bringing the total package to $67.2 million. The Des Moines Register is reporting that the sour cream, cottage cheese, and dip maker Daisy plans to build its 750,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Boone's Industrial Park, bringing 255 new jobs to the city. The project will not only have a significant impact on the Boone area in terms of jobs, but also rural Iowa because of the milk needed to supply the plant. It's a big deal for the rural community of just over 12,500 people. Friday was yet another tough day on Wall Street as we watched the markets drift and then end the day mixed. The Dow was the outlier, picking up 211 points to close out the week at 37,986. The Nasdaq took it in the shorts as big tech dropped big time. The index lost 319 points to close the Friday books at 15,282. The S&P 500 fell by 43 points to end the trade back below 5,000 at 49.67. Also on Friday, West Texas Intermediate crude closed at $82.11, which was a one-penny gain on the day, and the 10-year Treasury yield fell to 4.621%. And finally, there is this, and this is about how confident workers feel about, well, lots of things. LinkedIn is reporting that America's workforce is feeling a bit less confident after an optimistic start to the year. The drop is particularly pronounced for unemployed Americans who saw a spike in confidence to get and hold a job in January, but that has since dwindled. The current confidence scores, which also show more worries about career progression prospects, could reflect a leveling out of sentiments from the year's optimism, as well as pessimism about inflation and ongoing layoffs. But yeah, wait, hold on just a minute. There are still millions of jobs that are open, like 8.8 million jobs as of April 2nd. That according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for this Friday. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, Jam Good Productions. And a announcement. Yes, we're back on News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday, noon Central. And yes, we do stream. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.